As the school year started in August, cases of COVID-19 among teachers and students grew across Oklahoma. State Impact's Robbie Korth and KOSU's Kately Mills spoke with an Oklahoma City Metro teacher named Anna about her experience catching the coronavirus and missing more than a week of classes.
I started feeling sick probably on Friday of that first week. I noticed my taste was really weird. So I had an aftertaste of banana. Like whatever I would eat, I would taste banana. I don't know why, but that is so unsatisfying when you eat something and all you taste is something totally different. I started getting like some minor cold symptoms after that. And I think the thought crossed my mind. I was like, man, I don't really know if this could be COVID. And it was like a different kind of sick. My fatigue was insane. It was really hard for me to get up and do anything. I would get up and walk to the restroom and I felt like I just run a mile. And it was really tough. But I had already had in that first week, our contact tracer at the school had contacted me and told me like, hey, this student in your class has tested positive for COVID. I need you to let me know all the students who would have been in contact with this person. I was vaccinated. I was taking less precautions outside of work. Like I was going to restaurants and maybe not wearing my mask when I was walking in, or like I had gone to events like a wedding and things like that to where my vaccine made me feel more at ease. But this was the first time that I had been in like a very populated area with a lot of no masks. But anytime I was close to students or staff, I was wearing my mask. That was frustrating too, because it's like I felt like I was taking all the precautions. I had gotten vaccinated. I was being smart with my mask, and still I caught COVID. I would say probably about 20-30% of students were wearing masks. It seems like some of them felt pretty strongly about it, but the majority were not wearing masks. I think that was similar with teachers as well. It was much more of a personal choice. So it felt a little divisive at first. Today, being back at school, the mask wearing is much better. I've definitely had to correct some people about proper mask wearing habits, but we're definitely seeing all the teachers are wearing masks and all students have a mask and are being directed to wear it appropriately. My kids were really excited to have me back, which is exciting. Like, I've loved how happy they are, but I also am like, I've been doing elbow bumps, so I'm not doing high fives or fist bumps. I've been having them like wipe down everything at the end of class. I've been a lot stricter about asking kids to pull their mask up over their nose to wear it correctly, because I am scared. I'm young and pretty healthy. I didn't think I would get as sick as I did. I can't imagine how sick I would have got without the vaccine. And thinking about like my coworkers or maybe the families of my students or my own family, I can't imagine how sick more vulnerable people would have gotten. My district doesn't have COVID days anymore this year as well. So I had to use almost all of my personal sick leave for this, which has been really frustrating, because that leaves me like, if I were to get sick again, like I wouldn't be able to receive pay. I don't want to go to virtual because I think the kids get a better educational experience being here, but I also don't want to be scared every day to come to work, and I don't want the kids to be at risk. So I think there's a lot of stress right now. I think a lot of teachers feel overwhelmed. So just be kind and gracious. I just hope that we're able to figure out a way to maintain health across the school.
The piece didn't feature Anna's last name or school due to her concerns about it affecting her job. State Impact is tracking the spread of COVID in schools. To learn more, visit our website.